This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, okay? I mean, seriously, I want you part of the conversation. I want you to understand what's going on. I want you to know what's going on around you. As I've been saying a million times, there are a thousand, and I mean a thousand, of the shows on exactly at the same time ours is. And they're dealing with all kinds of, political issues, right? The crazy stuff. And I don't need to do that. I mean, I do some of them. I get it. Right? But the reality is that we have to fight back. And the social issues, right? You have social justice warriors. You kind of go, whatever. But they're causing, they are screaming the loudest. They are getting the most amount of play. And we don't want that. And I don't mean, you know, we should be able to push back. We should be able to fight back. And right now, we don't do it. We really don't do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I got to give these people, you may not like it, it may be uncomfortable. But you know, I don't know if you guys heard about this. That the pro-lifers in New York State, they've organized a day of mourning over the New York abortion law. And I think it's, personally, I think it's wonderful. I think it was the right thing to do, and I think it's wonderful. How are you going to get your voice heard? Because we obviously won't get up, and we for some God unknown reason, we won't get off our couches, we won't get off our butts and make sure that the right people get elected. These guys got up in New York and they applauded. There was a standing ovation over killing babies. And for those of you listening right now going, oh, here he goes again. You know, yeah, that's right. Here I go again. 42 million babies aborted last year. I'm sorry. Here I go again. This isn't an abortion law. This is a murder law. These kids are fully formed. You heard me, kids, fully formed. So Elizabeth Johnson, she's known as the activist mommy. She took matters in her own hands after Governor Cuomo signed the bill into law. And she started pushing hard, and then she doesn't want a rally in a particular place. That's not what she's looking for. What she wants is a nationwide rally. She calls it the Day of Mourning. It's February the 23rd. She wants you to wear black. All black, as if you're in mourning for somebody who died, because we are in mourning for somebody who died. She was on the Todd Stern show earlier. She said after Cuomo signed a law and ordered the World Trade Center to be lit pink, it should have been lit black to commemorate the occasion. Her inbox was absolutely full and slammed with distressed and grieved and outraged citizens. But you know, with all due respect to Elizabeth, I got it. I got what you're trying to do. But what about getting people off their butts to go out and vote? What about getting people to get off their butts to actually go run for office? Now, this mother turned political activist said that the emails inspired her to stop being on the sidelines, and she says, we've got to rescue these children. We are calling on the entire nation to mourn and repent over the sin of abortion. She called on Americans to wear black on February 23rd as a way to repent for the sin of the abortion. She also urged people to shut down their business and avoid shopping for one day. I don't have a problem with that. I think that sends a message. We've got to look at ourselves as people in a culture and align with God's heart on this matter. I would love for a Christian Democrat or even a Christian Republican who believes in abortion at any time, any way, anyhow, to call and back it up scripturally, not because they feel like it's right in their heart. Right? I know Christian guys who think it's okay in their heart to have five or six girlfriends and they're married. Well, feels good. Must be right. Is it acceptable in any way to abort a 38, 39, or 40-week-old baby? I'm asking the question because that's what this law allows. Right? 38, 39, 40-week-old. Is it okay? I would like somebody to call me and tell me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell me that that's all right. Johnson said that all abortion is taking of an innocent life, period. It's time that we get serious. It's time that we step up. It's time that we do the right thing, the thing that we haven't done yet. And we do. We need to do the right thing. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something. Don't just sit there, nod your head with me. I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate you being in agreement with me. But I want you to do more than that. That's what Corey Duncan was talking about. I want you to do more than that. I want you to get off your butt and go do something. Get off your butt. Go to your church, synagogue, whatever. Tell them what's going on. Tell them about wearing black that day. Maybe it's not just a day of mourning. Maybe it's a day of mourning and prayer. Right? You're going to shut down your business. You're going to do something else. What can you do? Maybe you can just go pray. Pray that God will work in the hearts of these people. Again, go look it up. 38, 39, 40-week-old, what do you want to call it? Fetus? Embryo? Whatever, whatever, whatever? No, it's a baby. Just look at it, and you'll figure it out. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We're going to talk about why do millennials leaving religion? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, there are, listen, like the songs, you know, there are no free rides. Really, seriously. I don't care what they told you in the 70s. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, you know, we talk about this stuff on a regular basis. We talk about the millennials and personally me, how lost I feel they are because you haven't given them the ability to grow. Some of you parents have pretty much done everything for them. They really don't know how to deal with issues. I refer to them, and I don't hate them, and I don't despise them. I refer to them, as you guys know, as the speed bump generation. You know, in my day, not that we're better than them, I'm sure our parents thought the same way, but, you know, we were taught when you come to a wall, when you come to an obstacle, you find a way around it. You find a way through it. You find a way over it. Now we have the speed bump generation, and every little thing that comes up, It stops them. Remember, the speed bump's only made to slow you down. It's not made to stop you. But it seems like these young people, they get stopped by a lot of things. Religion, or God, or relationship with God, seems to be one of the biggest things that stops them dead in their tracks. So I've asked Dr. Bruce Hartman to show up, or to be on the show with me. He's the author of Jesus and Company and founder of Gideon Partners, an advisory firm committed to walking with people in a brighter future. Dr. Bruce, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe. Appreciate it as well.
Well, this is something, again, comes up on a regular basis. We talk about it on a regular basis. You know, when it comes to kids or young people in church, it seems to have taken a hard turn almost away from church. And so why do you think so many millennials are just walking away or running away from religion or just don't believe in it?
It's a complicated issue that's mitigated by a number of factors. The first is, you know, statistically, when we're 18, all of us have been 18, that from 18 to 25 is when there's usually is a decline in church attendance. It's a fairly normal thing. It's been going on for generations. But with this generation, that decline is four times as great as it has been with previous generations. So a couple things that cause this. One is the overall decline in church attendance. The overall institutional church is declining 1-3% a year. So if part of this generation is getting caught up in the same reasons why church attendance is down. The second thing, you know, with this group, they're not as relational as other generations. You know, they text. You know, certainly Gmail. Well, texting. I mean, if you have children of this age group, you don't waste your time calling them. Text them.
Right.
And the problem with that is you don't learn conflict resolution. You don't learn the subtleties of communication. So, for instance, most psychologists will tell you that 38% of communication is verbal, and the other 62% is nonverbal. So if you're not talking to people, you're not picking up nuances in tone and in facial expressions. If you're just texting, you're getting just a very bland word with maybe some nuance to it, but not nearly as much as what you would have. The third thing with this generation, as they become independent, mom's not going to talk to the principal for them anymore. You know, there was a school near where my kids grew up. Every night after school, there were 25 parents waiting to talk to the principal. And this is a school of 200 kids. So one in every 10 kids, the parents were going to advocate for them. Now, we all know school teachers and principals, they're fairly decent people. Do they need that much intervention in terms of teaching our kids? So the kids get a lot of advocating done by their parents, and they're not learning how to advocate for themselves, and thus they're not learning how to make independent life decisions like, I'm at college, where should I go to church? And unless the schools are presenting it to them, most likely if they're not going to. So it's a combination of you have a decline in the institutional church. You have relational weaknesses in terms of their skill sets. And there's also this issue of nobody's there to advocate for them. Nobody's there to tell them to go to church.
Now, you know what? I'm listening to you talk, and I'm thinking about some of the conversations that I've had with them, with some millennials. And some of them say they don't agree with what's being taught. They think some of what's being taught and talked about in church is outdated and doesn't apply to today. What does that say to what we as parents are showing, teaching, or, you know, telling our kids?
Yeah, that's certainly a good point. We as parents have to be the gospel. It's not necessarily what we say about the gospel, but how do we act for them. And the second thing is part of the overall church decline is because I believe there's been a weakness in how we do send that message, not only to these younger folks, but to the older generations as well.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of these kids that I speak with, too, they find themselves, I use the term loosely for the moment, they find themselves as believers because mom was a believer. Grandma was a believer. This is the church. This is just what they did on Sunday. There's no reality to what they believe or why they believe, you know, what they're believing. Then they're inundated in the education world, being taught or told or led down the, you know, the path that religion is just a crutch or it's not real. How do you start chipping away at this?
Well, that's part of what my ministry is. Is to do that, to chip away at it. But, you know, the points that you're making are, it starts with, if you have both parents going to church, there's a strong likelihood that the child is going to continue going to church. So some of the problem still gets back to the overall decline in the church. If you only have one or zero of the parents going to church, don't expect the kids to go to church, number one. Number two, certainly institutionally, whether it's in the academic world or it's in the business world or it's even in the media, talking about Jesus is nowhere near as appropriate as it was in the past. It's almost become, in some places, taboo. Recently, Franklin Graham was banned from Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you know Franklin Graham, but he's probably one of the nicer representatives of Christian faith.
Yep.
And it's people view now Christian talk like saying the golden rule is hate speech. But it's really not hate speech. It's our principle.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to that. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Dr. Bruce Hartman's with me, and we're talking about millennials and why they're spurning religion. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress has now passed a funding bill that would avert another government shutdown. Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz on the House floor.
I urge all members to vote for this important compromise. However, I cannot stay silent on the president's threat to declare a national emergency to pay for his boondoggle of a border wall.
President Trump is expected to declare a national emergency at the same time he signs the bill on Friday. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy isn't worried about the president declaring an emergency.
It's not my preferred choice, but I don't think the world's going to spin off its axis.
Some state attorneys general and organizations, including public citizens, are expected to challenge the president's emergency declaration in court. And William Barr has been confirmed by the Senate once again as U.S. Attorney General. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us. You can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. We only send out one email a week. It's not like I inundate you with two a day like some people do. I send you out one a week and, you know, give you an idea who's going to be in the show, topics going to be discussing. If you prefer to be notified by text message, that's even easier for me. Just text TRS for The Real Side, TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222, and I will notify you again. Not every day. Give you a little poke, a little reminder, a couple times a week. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Why are so many young people running away, spurning, whatever you want to call it, and not really connecting to God, connecting to what's commonly referred to as religion? Dr. Bruce Hartman joins me. He's the author of Jesus and Company, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World. And again, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jeff.
No, and I should leave the mics hot during the break, because that's when some of the best conversation really starts to happen. But, you know, I do these stories on a regular basis, and one of the things we're talking about is when kids go off to college, a great majority of them actually lose their faith or lose their belief in God. And you know, it's not just the influence around them. I'm going to blame this on their earlier days, because when you have a foundation in something, when you're solid in what you believe, and I don't care what it is, whether it's religion or science or what have you, it's very hard to shake that. It's very hard to tear that down. So when these kids go to college, is it the pressure? Is it they don't have a foundation? Is it that they're worrying about getting an F in their class? What do you think it is?
I think it's a lot of things that you've just mentioned. It, you know, it goes back to the overall issue we have with the institutional church that's declining. It's becoming the institutional church is becoming more secularized. We're not as firm in our religious beliefs as we were in the past. So that's one side of it. The kids aren't seeing that. The second thing is, you know, when kids go off to college, this is when they're most susceptible. We're all most susceptible when we change environments to dropping out of church. It's the most difficult time in our lives is when you move your house or you just move in life, and these kids are either going into the service, they're going to college, or they're moving out of their parents' house. And that's a time, if you don't have a strong base, you're not going to be going to church. I think the third thing is the kids don't make decisions as firmly as past generations because they had a lot of helicopter parents and parents that were inappropriately advocating for them. The fourth and last thing with this generation is they're being affected by society, as society is being affected by the stigma of being Christian. It's an unfair stigma, but it's certainly out there. It's become far more secular world than previous generations.
So what's really funny is if somebody's truly living out their Christian faith, there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be hateful of. We are called to be among the most tolerant, you know. So it's really interesting to see what's been put out there, or the lies that have put out there. But a lot of these, again, a lot of the younger people, as they grow up, and you talk about helicopter parents, I find a lot of these young people too are very into the black and white truth. Okay, they don't want to be lied to. They don't want it just to be made to feel good. Now, these are the young kids that I've talked with. So they're seeing hypocrisy in the church, and they're really not, you know, bring it back to Jesus again. It's not your mom or your dad you're supposed to be looking at. It's not the neighbor who goes to the same church you do. But that's what they're seeing, and they're seeing that hypocrisy, and they're not knowing what to do with it. I mean, do you find that true in your studies as well?
Yeah, I do. But I want to separate that, though. If you're straight with the kids, and I think you mentioned this before, if you're straight with them, you know, they're going to respond in a way that you would expect them. I recently did a few college visits. One of the things I do, I talk to kids that are graduating with business degrees to help them with their business ethics. And obviously, because I'm Christian-based, I use Jesus as the basis of all ethics.
Right.
But I'll read off just a few comments, because I asked them all to write back, what did you get out of the conversation? I was frankly surprised. So here's one comment. Jesus is everywhere. So here's a young man that wasn't going to church, but now what he's saying is Jesus is everywhere. And I think it's just a matter of pointing out things like the golden rule. You want to be a great employee, follow the golden rule. And teaching it from a practical standpoint, another comment I got that I'm reading off to you, Jesus will help guide you to do the right thing. That's the message of Christ, especially in business. If we follow Jesus' values and principles, how can we not do the right thing?
Right.
So, and so this is, you know, part of what I try to do is push back on the secular view or stigma that, you know, Christianity is some crazy guy standing on 34th Street saying, believe or be doomed. And it's not. No. It's people like me and you, and, you know, we're normal people.
Right.
So making Jesus normal, and when kids hear it from somebody like me that was a Fortune 500 CFO, and I believe it, it gives it more credibility, and that's why I do what I do.
Well, and were those Christian kids, or were those just partially secular kids?
I would say 50-50, Joe. And when I hit school, now there's some depths of faith. You know, we're talking a little bit tongue in cheek about millennials, but there are young people out there that have as strong a faith as I would see in a 50-year-old, and have the same type of knowledge.
Interesting. No, seriously, because again, I don't know, you know this, but you know, I'm a trustee at a fairly large school district here in Southern California, and I get to talk to some of these kids, and some of these kids are Christians, and you know, some of their parents will tell them, you can reach out to so and so, he's a Christian, and it's just interesting in hearing them talk and some of the stuff that they have to put up with at high school, and I give them a lot of credit, because some of them they put up a lot of stuff without being violent or anything else. But as they grow older, you know, talking to my kids who've long been through college, it is hard or almost impossible to hold on to your faith in college for many reasons. The guy that they're supposed to trust and respect, the professor, is telling them that their belief system is garbage. It's not real. It's not true. They've been sold a bill of goods. And again, I go back to the foundation. Have we laid enough of a foundation for these kids?
Yeah, no, and I don't think we have. And this point you brought up about the professors, the faith is belief in the unseen. right, which goes against what professors teach. That's, you know, you have to be able to see it, you've got to be able to touch it, you've got to be able to feel it. The problem with that is having a productive relationship with Jesus requires on our part of an observed faith. In other words, what I mean by that is when we pray, we're having an intimate conversation, a sacred conversation with our Lord and Savior.
Right.
And he will answer if you're paying attention. And he'll answer, you know, biblically, or he may answer through another person, or he may answer through circumstance. And how do you explain that? You can't explain that type of providence or that faith in the unseen through academic ways. And I think that's part of the problem, is we try to rationalize and critically think our way through faith, and you can't. It's a belief that you have in your heart.
Yeah, it's a hard one to explain to people. And it's really funny because when you look at their lives, I mean, one of my, I don't know if I have time to pull this off, but one of my favorite things to do when I'm talking to some of my atheist friends or other people who know that I'm a Christian will bring up my belief system. I go, you know what? You require so much more faith as an atheist, so much more faith as a Big Bang or evolution believer than I do. You're believing out of the vast nothingness. Two atoms showed up out of somewhere, God only knows where, and somehow in this vast nothing universe, they found an intersection to collide at and happened to hit each other exactly at the right time, the exact right way, and set this whole thing in motion. If you don't think that requires a boatload of faith, you're not smoking enough dope or something. I don't know. I mean, you know, me believing in a loving supreme being that cares about me and set this whole thing in motion, that's a lot easier to believe in, even if it is a fairy tale. And it usually gets them upset. But
but you know, the point you're making is also, it's a,
go ahead, finish it up.
The point you're making is a good point. 90% of Americans believe in God and do believe in a supreme being. We can talk about that after the break.
We'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far, a lot more right after this.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Always appreciate what you have to say. Even if we're not on the same page, you know that. I've never gone off on anybody unless they get really rude and nasty. Other than that, I'm okay with somebody who doesn't agree with me. We'll come at something 180 degrees from what I do, as long as you're being honest. And you're not just spewing party lines, because that one makes me just crazy. Anyway, I've got Dr. Bruce Hartman with me. He's the author of Jesus & Company and founder of Gideon Partners, an advisory firm committed to walking with people into a brighter future. And, you know, he's also, I'm glad to have him on today. And Dr. Bruce, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, you're welcome, Joe. Appreciate your inviting me.
Yeah, you know, this has been something, you don't know this about me, but for, God, it's got to be like 15, 16 years, I've been working with Christian businessmen to try to get them to understand how to do business the Bible way, using biblical principle. And I'm always amazed at how much they don't understand how much your business, you know, ties together with your belief system. You know, you don't leave your Christianity at the door when you walk into your business. How do you treat your employees? How do you carry yourself and that kind of thing? And it's almost like that. Everything, you know, you talk about millennials. Have we taught our millennials? Have we taught our kids how to live out what they believe? We are in a bit of a mess, are we not?
Yeah, I think so, and I think it's. You know, the stigma that I talked about earlier, I don't know why you wouldn't take Jesus's values to work with you every day. Now, again, it doesn't mean you stand up on the lunch table with a T-shirt on and say you either believe or don't. But and that wouldn't work anyways. If you want to be a Christian, you can be in the business place. And I always hear people say to me, "Well, you know, but sometimes I have to do things I shouldn't." Well, then don't. If you're working for, particularly the people that I work for, I was very privileged in my career to be able to work for great companies like Foot Locker and Yankee Candle. And, you know, we always had great board members and CEOs, and they expected from me to be able to do the right thing and to know the right thing. So I don't buy the whole, you know, the only way I can get ahead is by cutthroat. I was never cutthroat. I just got ahead by doing what I was supposed to do. So you can do it. The biggest problem that people have is when they run up against a problem and they got to tell somebody bad news. That's where a lot of people find their downfall. And it's okay to say, I've made a mistake. Here's what I did that was wrong. And here's what I'm going to do to fix it. There isn't an employer in the country that's worth his salt, his or her salt, that would fire you for saying that. But a lot of people hide from that. But what would Jesus ask us to do? To tell the truth. And, you know, this is the one thing about Christianity that frustrates a lot of folks is why that message doesn't get through. And people have this feeling that, you know, that it is a world of conniving and thievery, and it really isn't.
Well, Bruce, I think part of what's happened, though, is over the years, it's kind of like the message, you know, the message of the gospel, the message of true love doesn't come through today because I think love is so confusing. And you know this. The guys that I work with, I tell them the same thing. In English, we have one word for love, and it encompasses a wide range of things. Well, the Bible has, I think, five or six different words for love. They translate to English to love, but they're used different ways and in different ways. Love is not always agreeing with your child. Sometimes you have to discipline your child. When you're doing things in love, when you're showing people you care for them, it doesn't mean you're always agreeing with them and holding up what they're doing, maybe even the wrong thing, sinful thing that they're doing, in a loving way. You just don't do it. And I think we're afraid because people think we hate them because we won't tell them the truth, or we do tell them the truth. Did I just confuse you, or did I make a point?
No, I think it's a very good point. Is, you know, not telling somebody the truth, even though it may hurt your feelings for that moment,
yeah,
is an act of love, because what you're doing is making sure they have the right information. As long as you don't attack the person's personality or the individual as an individual. And you're telling the truth, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. No, I agree with you. I mean, we've got people around us. We have people who perceive themselves to be walking for Christ, and not that. Yeah, this is not a judgment on them, because we've all got our little issues that we deal with through life. But, you know, they keep going through their Christian friend list till they find that one that will agree with them and seem to absolve them from what they're doing. And the reality is that person doesn't love you. Not really. You look at your brother and you say, bro, you know, you're a married man. What are you doing going there or trying to pick up on that woman? That's the wrong thing. And if you need help, hang out with us. We won't let you get in trouble, and you need to fix that. You need to fix that issue that you have. We're afraid to say that now because everybody's allowed to, you know, everybody. We don't have a right to judge, I guess, is what they'll ultimately say to you.
Just it is, and we've become in some kind of laughing because I actually been working with an individual who keeps soliciting other people's opinions till she finds the one that fits her. Her point of view. And I keep saying to her, no, 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 no. You know the difference between right and wrong. You know what he just said to you was wrong. But your point is so well taken, is that being frank and kind is a great act of love. Being frank and unkind isn't a great act of love, and you're not going to get your message across. But being kind, excuse me, and not being frank is the worst you can be of all three of those.
You know, people, when they come to you and ask you for something, they see something in you, if they're honestly looking for help, they see something in you that they like and they appreciate and they have, you know, they have some faith in. So for you to dance around an issue or to confuse them even more doesn't help them. You know, if you lay it out for them and you help them and you're willing to support them, that's a whole different animal. Look, you know, give people a couple things before we run out of time. We've got a few minutes here. But the Jesus and Company, connecting the lessons of the gospel with today's business world, is this only for business people, people thinking about going into business, or can you use this in your everyday life?
You can use it in, certainly can use it in your everyday life. You know, there's 120 million Christians at work, and the book was written specifically for them. So if you go to Barron's Magazine this Saturday, and you'll see that there's 160 million people in the American workforce. Of that, 120 million are Christian or identify themselves as Christian. This book is written for them, whether you're an entry level or you're CEO.
Yeah, you know what, I want to believe, please forgive me, but I want to believe that your 120 million is right. I look at what goes on in these places, you know, this thing that, I don't want to get political with you, but this thing that just happened in New York with the law being passed and the legislature getting up and applauding and the whole nine yards, are going, where are the Christians? Where are the God believers who are standing up and going, this is wrong, no, 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 and stepping up and doing the right thing, you know, or what have you. So the same thing in the workforce. You look, and how come so many people in the workforce are getting fired or getting called out for simple things of faith? I've done stories about people praying over their food in the cafeteria and being told that they can't do it. It's just crazy. But anyhow, I hope you're right. I want to believe you're right.
Well, part of it is standing up for yourself. Near the end of my career, even though I was the number two person at Yankee Candle, the HR folks came in and asked me to remove the Bible from my desk.
Wow.
And unfortunately, I was in a position and I said, wait a minute, show me in our employee handbook that it says I can't have a Bible on my desk. You know, and I'm saying a little bit, because you're from Boston, so you know kind of our attitude.
Oh, yeah.
And so naturally, of course, they went back and had attorneys go through it. It's nowhere. And the reason why it's nowhere is it's against the law to prevent somebody from practicing their religion.
Yeah.
And it's clear in the First Amendment. And so I think some of it is us standing up to the secularization as well. And that's part of what I do, Joe, in my ministry, is I'm always pushing that piece of the envelope, pushing back against what society's trying to tell us.
Yeah, and in my, you know, being a trustee on the school board, I can't tell you how many people say, well, you can't bring your belief system into schools. I go, well, yeah, actually I can. And I'm not, as you say, I don't step up on the table in the cafeteria and start screaming about praising Jesus. It's a matter of, I'm there, my only job right now when it comes to this kind of thing is to make sure that teachers and students who are Christians understand their rights. They have somebody that's advocating for them saying, no, she has a right to have that Bible on her desk. He has a right to, those kids have a right to have prayer around the flagpole, whatever it is. They need to see us supporting them. They need to see us willing to fight for them as well. Hey, Bruce, tell people where they can get a copy of your book and where they can get more information on you.
All right. Well, my website's www.brucelhartman.com, and you can download the book off of Amazon. It's in most major bookstores, or you can order a hard copy.
Great. And listen, hang on, because I want to ask you a question after the show. So I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live, one of our favorites. We're going to talk about your money in the next hour, how you can keep on to what's going on in the world and whether you even have a chance. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.